NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. The man who shot President Reagan 40 years ago is winning back his eventual freedom. A judge approved John Hinckley's unconditional release next year. It's scheduled to happen in June, but he'll continue to be monitored until then. The shooting that wounded Reagan happened in 1981 outside a Washington, D.C. hotel. President Biden will be getting his coronavirus booster shot today. The White House announced Biden will get it in line with the CDC's and FDA's recommendations. Those over 65 who have received two Pfizer shots are eligible, along with other high-risk populations. Today's the deadline for New York healthcare workers in hospitals and nursing homes to get at least one COVID shot. Some say they decided last minute to roll up their sleeves, but this medical worker says she has no plans to get the shot.
I'm not taking that vaccine. It's either a paycheck or my rates.
Hospitals and nursing homes have the right to fire workers beginning today if they're not vaccinated. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.